Mark Halperin is the author of two of my favorite novels by any living writer, Refiner's Fire and Winter's Tale, and I am thrilled to have him join me now in the studio. His biography reminds me of a kind of modern Candide. He met Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. He served in the Israeli Air Force and the British Merchant Navy. He fell down an icy mountain crevasse. He worked as a surveyor and a dishwasher and as a speechwriter for Bob Dole's presidential campaign in 1996. And one time, on a back street of a seedy industrial town just north of New York City, Mark Halperin saw the Queen Mother. His new novel is called Freddy and Frederica, and it also has to do with British royalty popping up in unexpected places. Mark Halperin, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you very much.
Tell me now about Freddy and Frederica. Who are they?
They are a paradigmatic prince and princess of Wales, based upon them. On Charles and Diana, but they're different, of course. They are, in a way, what Charles and Diana could have been had they had better luck, fortune, and been more open to breaking out of the prison in which any prince and princess of Wales would find themselves.
And essentially they become something like secret agents implanted in America and basically rollicking pages of adventures ensue. Did you begin with simply that notion of a prince and princess of Wales dropped into the belly of the American beast?
What happened was in the early 90s, when my children were very little, we were in a restaurant, and it was one of those restaurants where you can look through a window into the kitchen. And there were people who were busboys and dishwashers. And one of my children, who was very, you know, a tiny tot, looked and said, "Are those the Prince and Princess of Wales?" And I said, "No, they're not." But then it started me to thinking, what if they were? You know, what if they were taken out of their world and put in that one? And of course, that has a very long history, the history of, I guess it goes back to beyond Greek mythology, when the gods come down and masquerade as mortals. And their adventures have always been fascinating in literature. And the whole incognito literature, Mark Twain is, the most recent American example I can think of offhand.
In Prince and the Pauper especially, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's always fascinated me. I wish I knew what the presidents did. I mean, for instance, we know that Roosevelt and Taft used to go down from the White House and walk to the Potomac by themselves and then swim in the Potomac in the nude. And we know that Truman, after he was president, well, when Truman was president, he would walk out of the White House by himself and walk across the street to the drugstore and sit at the counter and order a sandwich. And it's always nice when someone in that position becomes like us.
Freddy and Frederica is big and epic like your previous novels, but although you have had moments of picaresque humor in your books before, I never would have figured you for a writer of this kind of screwball comedy. And I wonder if, as you decided to write this book, you thought of it as a left or right turn.
Well, I've written all these books, and they're all, I hope, consequential and deep and moving and everything. And I thought I'll take a break from being, from pretending anyway to art, and I'll do a comedy because a comedy can be art too. After all, if Shakespeare could write comedy, so can anybody. Or that doesn't sound right. I mean, if he could, then it's something worthy of anyone to try. I was having a lot of fun writing it, and I always said to myself, as I was writing, I would love to be the fly on the wall to see the Prince and Princess of Wales landing in America with nothing, no resource, no money, no resources, no contact, no nothing, and having to make their way on the bum, which is something, by the way, that I've done quite a lot. I did in my youth, no money, hitchhiking, just surviving by my wits. And what if they had to do that? I mean, because they're not accustomed to that. to actually be in urban situations, contact with people, you know, riding freight trains and making their living solely by wit, is something that it would be, to me, would be fascinating to watch them do.
Which is, as they say in Hollywood, a very high concept idea. I know you've had ungenerous and unkind things to say about Hollywood in the past. This book, it seems to me, begs to become a movie. Do you agree?
I think so, and it's it really does. And we have yet to receive the storm of supplicants from Hollywood, who will bang down the doors to offer me many millions of dollars for it. But I do believe that someone will come.
Mark Halperin, I want to thank you very much for coming into Studio 360 today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Mark Halperin's new novel is called Freddie and Frederica.